Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, her of David Tzvi, Ben her of Yosef. And Tani Schwartzman from Eretz Yisrael also asked me to do it Le'ili Nishmas, his grandfather, whose name is David Ben Avraham. Tonight and tomorrow is dedicated to Nishmas David Ben Avraham, Tani Schwartz's grandfather. Thank you very much, Tani. Nisham Shabbat Aliyah tonight. Hope everyone had a great Yontif and a great Shabbos. Tonight we are going to, Bez Hashem, do two dafim. Avili Neder yesterday. Yesterday's daf was daf Yud, and today's daf was daf Yud Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah, six lines down in Yud Amud Aleph. A good vach. And a gittin vinter to Dr. Joe, to Reuven from Harrisburg. That looks like David Yoshua's iPhone. To Rav Dov Ben Yamin Mishnah's Amundan HaKoin, to Tzvika, to Avram David Adler. To Shoshone from Amherst, Massachusetts, and from to Gershon Eitan. Here we go. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Kol get sheyesh alav aid kusi, puzzle. A get that has one aid who's a kusi signed on it, that get is puzzle. And the Gemara is going to discuss why exactly. Basically, the simple explanation is that a kusi is suspected of giving false testimony. That type of document, one get kusi is kosher. We'll see, but two edim kusim is going to be puzzle, even getting the kiddushin, the Gemara is going to say. But if there's one get kusi on a get or kiddushin, one aid kusi, so the get is kosher according to Tanakhama. Maisa Shavil of Fay Rabban Gamliel Chaper Lekfar Usnoi, Kedishavayu Edov Ede Kusim. There were two Edim Kusim Vihikshir. He seems to say it's kosher even with two Edim Kusim. We'll see in the Gemara what's he talking about. Says the Gemara. Mani Masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Lazar, Velo Rabbi Shim Gamliel. The Tanakama in our Mishnah is going against a Brisa. It's not like Tanakama, not like Rabbi Lazar. Now I'm going to the Sadi learns in the bright so matzas kusi. Let's say you have matzah, a dough that was owned by a Jew, but it was baked by a kusi. Do we trust a kusi to make sure that the matzah did not become chametz? Matzas kusi muteres. Wow. So first of all, it's not chametz. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shalom Yavar. So first of all, it's not chametz. It's mutter to eat on Pesach. Not only that, v'adam yotze b'adei chavasa b'pesach. Wow, the kusi even baked it l'shma. They're believed in mitzvah d'oraisa. But by mitzvah d'rabbanan, Tosfos says, d'maskil e, that they are not believed in mitzvah d'rabbanan. They kept the d'oraisas, not the d'rabbanan. So matzah is a d'oraisa. So that's Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar Oser. We suspect that the kusi made the dough chametz. They're not careful about 18 minutes. They're not careful about dikduke details of mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that the kusim accepted upon themselves, they're going to be very medaktik on that mitzvah. Now, we don't know what he means here exactly. Sounds like he's saying the same thing as Tanakhama, that they are being medactic. So the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Dalet says, what's the difference? Are they believed on mitzvahs that were not meforsh in the Torah? According to Tanakhama, they're not believed. Rashbag says they are believed, even mitzvahs that are not meforsh in the Torah, if they're medactic in them. So we'll see in the Gemara as well in a moment. Says the Gemara, money. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Itanakama, if it's like Tanakama this Brisa, I feel a shash doros nami. What do you mean? They're not, if it's a dindo Risa, they're not suspected of testifying falsely. So why only by Gitna they believe? They should be believed just like they're believed by Matzah. Why shouldn't they believe by any document to testify? E Rabbi Lazar, I feel Gedisha Nami lo. Rabbi Lazar says that no, that the Kusim were suspected of being Machmitz the Isa. So presumably they should be suspected of testifying falsely as well. They should be choshed al-Eid al-Sheker. So it depends. Ida achse kafil b'shashtaros nami. Kusim that were careful on the mitzvah, even other documents they should be believed. Ida lo achse kafil gerishanami lo. And if they are not makbid, then even get it shouldn't work. So either way, you got none of these shitas match up with Tanakama in our Raisa. Agutavach to John and to Avram Yehuda and to Mordechai. Thanks for joining us. And if you'll say that really the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shim Gamliel, and generally Kusim were machzik on Get Isha and Eved, there they were careful, but on other documents they weren't careful. If that's true, it's Rashbag, Mayir Yechad, Afil Treinami. So why does our Mishnah say that a get is only kosher with one kusiyed? If you tell me that the kusim were legit, that they actually were very careful about testifying truthfully by getting, so then even two edim should be kosher. On two kusim should be kosher. Alam am Rabbi Lazar. Why do Rabbi Lazar say, this is the Amor of Lazar Bar Pedas, Lohik Shirbo Ela Edecha Kusi Bilvad. It's a little strange why we need Rabbi Lazar to say that. What do you mean? The Mishnah itself said only one aid. It says it. Why do I need Rabbi Lazar to say that that's what the Mishnah means? So the Gemara is going to ask this question later on. And the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say that Rabbi Lazar teaches us that we might have thought that only by Shar Shtaros the Mishnah passes one aid, but by Gittin, maybe it would be kosher even if you have two aidim. Somebody could have read the Mishnah like that. Says the Gemara. So anyway, who's the author? La'olam Rabbi Lazar. Really, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, who said that matzas kusi is chametz. We don't trust the kusim. So how come by a get we trust one aid? Ukigon dechasim Yisrael b'sof. That there's one kusi signed on it, and then there's a Jew signed under the kusi. The lav de kusi chaver have it, if this kusi wasn't an exception to the rule kusi, who actually was very careful to always be honest, loy machtem lemi kame. The Jew would not have allowed the kusi to sign before him on the document. So how come only by get we're being machshe like this? It should work even by other documents. Ella must be Amrinon Rav Chashavak Leman de Kashish Binei. Maybe the reason why it's puzzled by Shtar Shtaros is because even if you have a Jew signed underneath and a kusi on top, maybe the Jew left an empty space on top of him so that if there was an older witness who's more chashav than him, he would sign first. Right, by a chastan, the Masada Kedusha will say when two people sign the ksuba or signing the tanaim, who's older? The older person should sign first. So over here. Hachanami, Rav Chashav Man Nekashimnei. Why you assume just because the Jew with the kusi signed on top that means that the Jew would never let the kusi sign with him? Maybe the Jew just signed below and left the top spot blank because he felt maybe the other aide would be older than him. And so the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa Zos Omeres. From the fact that our Mishnah says that one eid kusi is kosher, eid yaget in chosmin zebel ozen. No, you can't have one eid sign without the other eid. So, if the Jew signed with the kusi, obviously he knew this kusi and he held this kusi was a kosher kusi. Why do we require eidim to sign the document together? My time, Amar Vashi, gezeira mishum kolchem. There is a din called if a guy goes over to 10 people and says to 10 people, kisvu get leishti. So the halach is all 10 of them have to sign. So we require everybody to sign in front of each other to make sure all 10 of them will be involved. So even if there's just two, so we require that the two should only sign in front of each other to make sure it's a gzera atu kolchem, that in a case where the guy said kolchem, so you need everybody there. So even where there aren't kolchem, even if he doesn't say kolchem, we require everybody to be there because of the case of kolchem. Gufa. So let's go back to what we said before. So the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. Gufa. I'm Rabbi Lazar. What did Rabbi Lazar say? The Amora. Lo akshibro ela eid echad kusi bovad. Says the Gemara. My kamashulhan. Well, what's Rabbi Elazar teaching me? Lo akshibro ela eid echad. My kamashulhan. Tanina. That's what the Mishnah said. Kol get sheishav eid kusi pasul. That's what it said. So what do I need Rabbi Elazar to tell me that, oh, a get is only kosher with one aid, kusi. That's what it says. It says, well, no, even a season, havimino afilu trei nami. If you just had the Mishnah, you might have thought really even two kusim signed on a get would work. V'haydik tani chad, why does the Mishnah say only one aid kusi? Mishum de bishtaros afilu chad nami lo. Because by other documents, even one aid kusi does not work. Kamash Malan, that's what Rabbi Elazar says to say, not only by other documents, one aid kusi does not work, but by a get, one aid kusi does work. Ask the Gemara, Utrelo, is it really true that two aidim kusim should not work? Why not? Utrelo, but what about the second case in the Mishnah? Vaktani, ma'isiv yilir v'ram gamlil, kfaras na get yishavayu, aidim kusim v'echshir. A story happened that they brought a get in front of Rabbi Gamliel to Kfar Usnai, and there were two Eidim Kusim, and he said, it's kosher. So why does Tanakhama say only one Eid Kusi if Rabbi Gamliel, the story that the Gemara quotes right after Tanakhama, is two Eidim? Answers the Gemara, well, we got the wrong girsa there. Amar Abaye, Tini Eido. It shouldn't have said Eidov Eidim Kusim. Eido, there was only one aid kusi. That's Abaya's answer. That's one answer. Rava Amar Lo'olam Trey. No, really, Ram Gamliel was machshir even two aidim kusim. V'Ram Gamliel Miflik Polig, and Ram Gamliel argues on Tanakhama. Tanakhama says one aid kusi, and Ram Gamliel says two aidim kusim are kosher. V'Chisuri Maxer Bachtani, and there are words missing in the Mishnah. V'Gamliel Machshir B'Shnayim, right? Tanakhama says one aid kusi works, and Ram Gamliel's Machshir even by two aidim kusim. So Tosus D'Ramaskal Rava, one liner. Rava Amar La'olam Trey Ulidid Daksik Baba Laksik Baha. Yeah, he holds that the kusim were really muksuk to give kusher a testimony. U'Maisa Namishiv V'Fnei Ram Gamliel L'Chavel K'Faras La'i Gedi Shvayu Aid of Aidim Kusim V'Hichshir. Fine. So that's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. That's the machlokes Tanakam and Gamliel. Does one eight kusi work or do two eight kusim work? Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Kol ashtaros ha'olim ba'archos shalov di kochavim. Any documents that are produced by non-Jewish courts. Afal pishachos meimov di kochavim. Wow. Even though the document is signed by non-Jews, ksherim, the document is kosher. That's by monetary documents. Chutz migitin ashim v'shechur yavodim. However, a get or a document of freeing a slave, if they're signed by non-Jews, it's pasul. Because a guy is not shayach to get in vikidushin. That's Tanakhama, so a guy can't sign. And the Gemara is going to explain, even if you say like Rabbi Elazar, that Eidim Mesira Karte, so you don't need Eidim to sign the get whatsoever. Nevertheless, even Rabbi Elazar agrees, if it's Mezuyaf Mitocho, if it's clear that the Eidim are not kosher, even he agrees it's disqualified Midrabbana. And Goyim are not Petoris Gittin Vikidushin, and therefore they can't sign. So Rashi over here writes that Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasima Karte. And that's why the Shtar is possible. But Toysvis and Diramaskal, Chaspa says, no. Tanakhama, he holds like Rabbi Elazar, Mesir Karte, but we make Xera, maybe they'll think that if you're allowed to have Goyim sign it, you're also allowed to have Goyim to witness the delivery. And that, of course, you can't have. So both shitas would hold that goyim signing it are no good. Certainly, according to Rabbi Meir, who says Eidi Chasim Akarti, if the goyim are signed, that's going to be no good. So says the Mishnah again. Kol shows but psuk sherim chutz mikidashin that it's puzzle, either because you hold like Rashi Eidi Chasim Akarti, that's why it's puzzle, or you didn't eat Masir Kati, it's Mezuyif Mitocho. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Elu Ksherin, wow. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if the Goyimer signed on the get, it's still kosher. Af Elu Ksherin, Goyim signed on the get, it's kosher. Ohuskaru, Elabas Machinasu Behedyot. The only time Goyim signed on a get to disqualify it is if it was not produced by a Goyish court, it was made by Stam non-Jews, not in court. But in a Goyish court, we assume that the court wants to be trusted by people, and therefore they're going to do things in the right way. They're not going to mess things up. And therefore we trust the Goyish court, even if non-Jews are signed on the get, we trust the Goyish court. But if it's Stam non-Jews, Hedyot, non-experts, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Shimon's logic is. Rabbi Shimon says, in our chaos, in a court, even non-Jews signed on the get, it's kosher. Tanakama says, if non-Jews are signed on the get, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon says, if non-Jews are signed on the get, it's kosher. Zok de Gemara. Kapasik Vitani. Loishno mecher v'loishno matana. Sounds like all documents are kosher, whether it's a document of sale, which is a shtar raya, because the sale is accomplished with money, but the document shtar mecher is a raya, or it's a shtar matana where there's no money, so the document's actually doing a kinyan, it's a shtar kinyan. The Rishonim explained over here that it doesn't just mean mecher and matana, it just means shtar mecher, a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. So the Mishnah seems to say that according to Tanakama, Goyim signed on documents is kosher, whether it's a shtar mecher, in which case it's just a shtar raya, or it's a shtar matana, which is an example of a shtar kinyan. Says the Gemara, Bishlam mechem bi michiyoiv zuzi kamay hudukana. I understand why Goyim signed on a shtar mecher, which is just a raya that works, because it's the money that's making the kinyan, ushtar raya ba'amu. This document is just a raya. So therefore, if it's made by the non-Jewish courts, and the Goyim are signed on it, since it's just a raya, so we're going to believe the Goyim on the raya. Di lo yoiv zuzi kamayu, and the reason why we believe non-Jewish courts in this, because if there really wasn't a transfer of money, they're not going to write a document and make themselves look like idiots if there wasn't really money that was transferred to purchase this field. Ela matana, but by a document of sale. But my kokani, what's accomplishing the sale? La b'hayshtara, it's not b'hayshtara, chaspa ba'amu. This document is a piece of pottery. It is a worthless document signed by Goyim, is a worthless piece of pottery. How in the world does it accomplish kinyan? Now, why is this document a worthless piece of pottery? I mean, if you hold a day basira karte, who cares that Goyim are signed on the document? So, Rashi and Tosus and discuss this. So according to Tosfos, that a guy is pasul eidus min haTorah, and midrabanan they believe a guy by a shtar raya that's made by a chos. So we understand the Gemara's kasha that it should the goyim should only be believed by a shtar raya, but not by a shtar kinyan, because the takana derabanan to allow goyim to testify was only by a shtar raya. And the Rosh explains that the chacham didn't want to be misaken that the chasimus eidim goyim should give legitimacy to a shtar kinyan, because we're afraid maybe they'll use the goyim also for eidim misira or eidus bal peh. Others give different explanations. However, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yakir, quoted by the Mordechai, who hold that a goy is kosher leidus midoraisa. Wow. Apparently, Rashi and Daftesimibes and Rabbeinu Yakir, quoted by the Mordechai, hold that a goy is kosher leidus min haTorah, as long as we know that he's not lying. So why in the world would this shtar matana be a chasma ba'alma? Why is this document that's signed by Goyim considered to be a piece of pottery? So the Tosfos Rosh explains that just like a goy is puzzled to write a get because he's not patur giving a kedushin, so too a goy is not allowed to sign a shtar kinyan because a goy is not included in the parsha of shtar kinyan. The Ktzos HaChoshen talks about that he quotes a Tosfos in Bava Basra in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. What's the source? Rav Mordechai. We didn't learn Kedushin yet. But who knows? What's the source that a document works as a kinyan? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Va'ekach es sefer ha-mikna. So that was talking about Jews. Yirmiyahu purchased a field from his cousin Hanamel. It was a symbol that Klal Yisrael was going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and be able to once again inhabit the land. So the only source that we have in Tanakh of a shtar kinyan was by Jews. So a guy is not Petorah's document. So that's, according to Rashi, you're going to have to say, that's why the Gemara thinks it's Chaska Ba'almahu back in the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa Dina. Wow. Why does a document produced by a non-Jewish court with non-Jewish witnesses signed on it, why does the document work to accomplish a mechira for a Jew? Says the Gemara, Dina de Malchusa Dina. If the Geisha court says it's a valid document, the Jews have to believe in that too.
Are we obligated to do this if we know that it's actually a lie?
No. Not if you know it's a lie, then it's a lie. Then that's not Dina de Malchusa Dina. If the Dina de Malchusa Dina is that it's okay to lie, then no. Then we don't apply the rule of Dina de Malchusa Dina. No. We're assuming that the Dina are not corrupt. The Ibai Seimas, that's one answer. Another answer is, Tani chutz mi kegite nashim. No, you're right. Not only is a get puzzle, but even a shtar matana, any shtar kinyan, is also puzzle. Vaiter in the Gemara, what did the Mishnah say? Rabbi Shimon Omer, af eluk sheirin. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even a get signed by Goyim is kosher. Wow. Frank the Gemara, v'halav b'nei krisis ninu. How could a get signed by a guy be kosher? A guy is not shaykh to gittin. How can somebody testify if he's not shaykh to gittin? I'm a Rabbi Zera. Yard Rabbi Shimon, l'shitasish Rabbi Lazar. Damar edim mesir karte. Who cares who signed on the get? It's the edim mesir that accomplished the get. Why didn't the Gemara just answer Dina Malchus Dina over here? Because get is a dover, is iser, is not a din. Dina de machuzdin applies by dini mamunus, but a get is be'etzim iser. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Abba Moedir Rabbi Lozer Ben Mizur from Tosha Apostle. Who cares? You have Adim Misir that are Jews, but the Adim signed on it are Goyim, and you know they're Adim Psulim. It's Mizuyif Mitocho. Even Rabbi Lozer who said Adim Misir Kaiti admits if the Adim that are signed in the document are Pasul, that you have to throw it in the garbage. Mizuyif Mitocho. Answers the Gemara Chabamayaskinon Bishemos Muvhakin. No. What's the whole reason why Rabbi Elazar admits that that if the Edom signed on it are puzzle, you have to throw it out? That's because we're afraid maybe if you can't find the Edom Misir, you'll come to rely on the Edi Chasima. But if Shemos Muvhakin, if the non-Jews that are signed, the names are Christopher, or whatever, non-Jewish names that everybody knows they're non-Jewish, no one's going to come to rely on Christopher and Jesus to say that the get is a good get. It's Shemus Mavakin. So even Rabbi Lazar, who said he admits that it's a Mizuyif Mitocho, it's Pasul. He agrees that if the Goyim signed on it have Christopher and Jesus, that it's not shaykh that these are Jews, it's for sure Goyim, no one's going to come to rely on them. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami Shemus Mavhakin, what are examples of names that are uniquely non-Jewish? And by the way, notice I did not say Zachary and Jared. We're going to get to Zachary and Jared in a minute. Justin. Jaden. We're going to get to those names in a minute. DRS has Zacharys, Jared, Jaden, Justin. We got all of it. But we don't have a Christopher or a Jesus. We don't have a Christopher or a Jesus. So hang on. Says Seamus, ask the Gemara. Hechi dami Seamus Mavhakin. What's an example of Seamus Mavhakin? Amarev Papa. Kigon Hurmiz Vavudina Bashivtai Ubar Kidri Ubate Vinokim Una. These are non-Jewish names. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. Aval shemel she'ein ruvhakin milo, but what? If the get was signed by Goyim, but the names were Jared and Justin and Zach and whatever. Shemel she'ein ruvhakin, maybe I guess Zach is not a good name. Zach or Zachariah, yeah. Okay, so we'll leave Zach out of it. But Jared, Justin, Dr. Ron's going to kill me after this because he's got a kid named Jared. But anyway, but I will shame a shame of fucking my low. What are you going to tell me? If it's not a name that's, if it's not, all right, John writes, John, yeah, okay. Well, John is Jonathan. That's Yonason. John, I'm okay with John. It's Yonason.
Or Yochanan, right?
Right, or Yochanan. I will shame a shame of fucking my low. What are you going to tell me? But if the get is signed by Justin and Paul, John is okay, but Paul, you know, Justin or Paul, so then you're going to tell me the get is actually puzzle? Why does the Gemara in the end, when it's discussing a get that's puzzle, does it run to tell me a get that wasn't produced by a court is produced by a hedyot? Why don't you just distinguish within stuff in the court itself and distinguish between Shemus Mavakin versus Shemus Shana Mavakin. Liflog will listen to the dub. I'm Edvar, I'm more Shemus Mavakin. I will Shemus Shana Mavakin low. Answer the Gemara, that's exactly what the Mishnah means. Hakin Amakama, I'm Edvar, I'm more. When do we say a get is kosher if Goyim are signed on it, Bishemus Mavakin? I will Shemus Shana Mavakin. Nasa Kamisha, Nasa Medjot. Oopsulin. It's the same as it's done by Hedyot. So this is answer number. That's answer number one. So we're talking about Eidim Misira Karte. It's going like Rabbi Lazar. Eidim Misira Karte. Says the Gemara V'Yibay, same another answer. No. Seifa. When it says in the Seifa. When it says the words in the Seifa, Lo Amru, Lo Huskaru, El was Manchanasa Behedyot, the last line of the Mishnah is not modifying Rabbi Shimon, who came right before it. It's actually modifying Tanakama. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. We totally misunderstood the last line. No, it's talking about Tanakama's position on Gite Mamon. When do we say that other gitim are puzzle if the Goyim are signed on it? Where it was not done in court, it was done by private individuals. But if it's done in court, Tanakama would agree that it's kosher. And now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa. Then Rabbi Shimon is going to prove to the Chachamim that even previous generations agreed that a get that Goyim are signed with Shemus Mavhakin is kosher if it was given in front of Eidim Misira. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon the Chacham B'tzaydin. Rabbi Shimon, who was the one who was Machshir, Goyim signed on a get. Tanakama said Goyim signed on a get is no good. Only by Sharshtaros is good. But by a get is no good. Rabbi Shimon said even a get Goyim signed on it is good if it's Shemus Mavhakin. As long as you know they were signed by Christopher and Jesus, then it's good. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Chacham B'tzaydin. Sidon is a city in Lebanon today. Lo Nechlegu, apparently it was once part of Eretz Yisrael. Lo Nechlegu, Rabbi Akiva V'Chachamim. There is no Machlos V'Chachamim who lived in the previous generation. Al Kolash Daros on all other documents, Ha'olim Al-Khosh Al-Dikachavim, that are produced by non-Jewish courts, Sha'afal Pishachos Meim of Dikachavim Ksherim. Other documents are signed by Goyimitz Kasher, Vafilu Gite Nashim V'Shechuri Avadim. And Rabbi Shimon held, even get. All the previous scholars, Rabbi Akiva and Chacham from the previous generation, they agreed with me that a get signed by Goyim that has Shemus Mavhakin is kosher. They only argue by other documents that are produced, not by a court, but by a hedyot, by a non-court. Rabbi Akiva Machshir, he says, even by a non-court, it's kosher, because the goyim are afraid to lie, because maybe if they lie, somebody will turn them into the police, and they'll get arrested. The chacham say, no, goyim are suspected of lying, and therefore other shtaros are pasul. Now, chutz, however, even the chachamim who say pasul, they agree that a get that has eidim misiro v'shemus mavhakin is going to be kosher. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shim Gamliel says, Af Eluk Sherin. Even this that you just said, the Chamor Machshir, B'makim She'en Yisrael Chosman. When do we say that a get that has non-Jewish people signed on it, that have Jesus and Christopher signed on it, when is it kosher? That's only in a place that they don't allow Jews to sign the get. So everyone knows it was signed by Goyim. B'makim She'en Yisrael Chosman. But in a place where they allow Jews to sign the get also, even if it has uniquely non-Jewish names, we do not allow the get to be kosher. Why? Because we make a gzera that we're afraid if we let you use a get that a guy signed on it with a uniquely non-Jewish name, we're afraid you're going to come to rely on it if a guy signs it who does not have a uniquely non-Jewish name. Ask the Gemara, Makom She'en Yisrael Chosman, so why don't you make the same gzera even in a place where they don't allow Jews to sign? Maybe you'll come to rely on the get Nami Ligzar. Tosfos says, even though this is really a gzera, but the Gemara is asking it anyway. Atu Makom She'en Yisrael Chosman. Answer the Gemara, Shma B'Shma Machlif. People can confuse between a shame Muvhak and a shame Eino Muvhak. If we allow Goyim to sign who have Shemus Muvhakin, people are going to allow Goyim to sign who have Shemus Eino Muvhakin. Asra Basa Lo Michlif. But they're not going to make a mistake from the minig of one town to the minig of another town. Says the Gemara, a story about this, Ravina Savar Lachshure B'Knuf Yosa Darmoy. There was a gathering of non-Jews that was not a court, but it was a gathering of chashiva non-Jews. So he thought to be makshir a document that was made behedyot. I'm a leirav from our kostan. Sorry. Even though these guys are very chashiv, it's not a court, and therefore the only time we permitted non-Jewish documents is in a non-Jewish court where they have really a reason not to lie, but just stam a non-Jews getting together to produce a document, that's not good enough. I'm a rava. Hai shtara parsa. A Persian document. This is a shtar chov. It was not done in a non-Jewish court. It was written in Persian. And Persians are signed on it. However, the malve, the love, gave this document of borrowing. It's a shtar raya. The love gave the document to the malve. Be'edi misira Yisraelim. It was given over in front of Edi misira Yisraelim. But it was written in Persian. It was signed by Persians. Magvim be'mi b'nei chorei. You are allowed to use this document to collect from property that does not have a lien on it, but property mishubadim that has a lien on it that may have been purchased by somebody else, you can't collect. Ask the Gemara, how does this document work at all? V'halo yadin l'mikre. What does it help the Avedi Misira? The document is written in Persian. They couldn't even understand what it says. That's Gemara b'diyada, we're talking about Avedi Misira, that new Persian. Ask Gemara, v'habin and k'sav sheni yochel l'zayef v'leka. But wait a minute, but who says that the Persians were careful to write their documents on something that can't be forged? Ask the Gemara b'da'afitzan. They treated it with gallnut juice, so it couldn't be forged. Ask the Gemara b'abin and sarach she'achsim yinon shetar b'shita achrona. But don't we know that the halacha of ishtar is that you have to review all the details of the shtar in the last line? That's why when you hear at a wedding, when they're reading the shtar tonight, at the end it says, kol zeh nasapo b'deyam yusheves, and on the 29th day of whatever, in front of these two witnesses. So, Gemara says, V'leka, answer the Gemara, B'dam B'dam Mahadar. No, this particular document they observed that did. Says Gemara, well, if it had all the Hidurim of a Jewish star, and everybody knew it. So then why can't you collect even from Meshubadim? You should be able to collect. Answer the Gemara, less lay kala. So the way most of the Rishonim understand this line, less lay kala is like this. Who are the ones who propagate the kol of a document? It's the Eidei Chasima. So since the Eidei Chasima here were Goyim, the Goyim don't know the Jews, so therefore they're not going to propagate the kol, and the buyer has no idea that this guy has a loan against him, and therefore people are going to buy the guy's property, not realize that he owes people money, and therefore there's no lien on the property, because even though the Eidei Mesira were Jews, the Eidei Mesira are not the ones who spread the kol. It's the Eidei Chasima. And therefore, since the Eidei Chasima are Goyim, they're not going to spread the kol. Other Rishonim learned the Gemara slightly differently. But Rashi says, the kol al halva is the Eidim signed on the document. But Tosas earlier on Gimel and Beis, quote him, Achlok, Shabin, Atam, Ben, Chananel. According to Rabbi Lazar, who says, Eidim Mesira Karte, so maybe a shtar that's given by Eidim Mesira does collect from Mishubadim. It does collect from Mishubadim. Kodra Ben Chanan doesn't. So Tosis writes that from Rashi and Arsug, it sounds like he holds a Rabbeinu Chananel. The Eidim Mesira by themselves are not going to be Mishubadim because only, it's only Eidim Chasima that produce a kol. Eidim Mesira don't produce a kol. So you have to explain how to defend Tosis from this kasha. Says the Gemara, "Boy, minei Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan." Reish Lakish asked the kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. The rest of today's daf is going to be, well, actually, till the next Mishnah, I should say. "Boy, minei Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan." Let's say you have a get written in the land of Israel. Eidim achasum ala get ushmosan kishemos ovdei kochavim. Let's say you have a get written in Israel, but the Eidim signed on the get have Goyisha names. And we're not sure, but this is not Jesus and Christopher. This is Jared, Justin, Paul. And we're not sure. Did a guy sign the document or did a Jew sign the document? Eidim of Zemagat Ushmos and Kishmos of the Kochavim, Mahu. Can we use this get in front of Eidim Mesira? It doesn't have Shemos Muvhakin, it sounds like. It's in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not sure. Maybe people are going to come to rely on these people. We don't know. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, I've never seen such a get. Lo ba liyadenu ela locus velus v'ichsharnu. I've only seen gittin that have mamish goyisha names like Christopher and Jesus, and that's kosher. Vidafka locus velus, which are clearly Goyisha names. Delay Shrichi Sotamaskibish Messiah, because no Jews have Christopher and Jesus. So we know they're Goyim. So we're not afraid people are going to rely on them. Aval Shmas Achrina, but Jared, Justin, and Paul, the Shrichi Yisrael Damaskibish Messiah, that there are plenty, even though it's a Goyisha name. But there are plenty of Jews that have that name as well. Lo. So such a get would not be kosher if it has Goyish names, meaning names that are shared by Goyim and Jews. So then you're not allowed to use such a get. Ask the Gemara, Reish Lakish is now going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan. Esve, so it sounds like even if Goyim signed the get, but they have names that could be Jews and Goyim, so then the get is puzzle. Esve, Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan. Git nabamim din asayah. If you have a get that comes from outside Eretz Yisrael, ve'edim chasum aleim, and edim sign al pi shishmosem kishmos of the chavim, even though it has Goyish names on it, ksherim. Just because it has Goyish names on it, we assume it's Jews, because in Chutzlar it's all the Jews have Goyish names. So you see, even without Shemus Mavhakin, it works. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of kasha is that? Hasim can tell you time. The reason why that's kosher, it's in Chutz La'aretz. Because in Chutz La'aretz, all the Jews have Gaishan names, so you shouldn't be a Jew. But if the same get would be in Eretz Yisrael and it says Justin, Jared, Paul, it would be possible because it's Gaim and we may come to rely on them. That's in Chutz La'aretz because it's probably Jews. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it has those names, I stand by my previous halacha that no, if it has non-Jewish names, if it's not Seamus Muvhakin, but it's James that Jews and names that Jews and Gaim share, it's going to be puzzle in Eretz Yisrael. That's one answer. Ve'ikah da'amre, some say Reish Lakish did not ask that of Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't getting from Eretz Yisrael. Ki masnisa boy mine. No, he asked Rabbi Yochanan about getting Chutz La'aretz. Upashit lei mi masnisa. And Rabbi Yochanan answered him in Chutz La'aretz, it's actually kosher. Because in Chutz La'aretz, the fact that he has the name of Jared or Justin or whatever it is, it's going to be kosher. Okay. New Mishnah. This Mishnah talks about Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that if ein chavin la'adam elo b'fanav, that I can do something for somebody else without him even telling me to do it if I know it's good for him. But if it's bad for him, then I'm not allowed to do it. So the question is being freed for a slave a good thing or a bad thing? And is being for a woman to be divorced, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Says the Gemara. Ha'omer l'shlucha. A guy says to his shliach, husband doesn't want to talk to his wife, he wants to divorce her. Tain get zeh l'ishti. Here, give this get to my wife. Ushtar shechur zeh l'avdi. And give this divorce document, this freeing document to my Eved Kanani. Imratza lachzer b'shnein yachzor. Says the Gemara, it's bad for a woman to get divorced. It's bad for a slave to be freed. We'll see why in the Gemara, in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. It's bad for a woman to get divorced. It's bad for a slave to be freed. And therefore, if the husband wants to back out before the get gets delivered to his wife, or before this document arrives in the hands of a slave, and the guy wants to back out, even though the shliach acquired it, but zachin ladam shlom b'fanav, ein chavin ladam el b'fanav, these things are bad for him. So the guy could still back out. We don't assume that the shliach was zoicha in the document on behalf of the woman. The woman never made the shliach a shliach, and the eved never made the shliach into a shliach. So therefore, until it gets to the hands of the woman or the slave, the husband or the owner can back out because it's a chov. Tanakhama says divorce and freeing a slave are both bad for the woman and bad for the slave. So yachzor, divi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim. Chum say no, Bikite Noshim, he could back out. For the woman to get divorced, that's bad for her. Avalo, but the Chacham disagree as far as a slave. They say, what do you mean? It's bad for a slave to be divorced. It's great for a slave to be freed. He's a free man. He's a yid. He's a full Jew. He's not just chayvin mitzvah like a woman. He's not chayvin mitzvah like a man. Lafisha zachin ladam shelo b'fanav and chavin lo b'al b'fanav. So this shliach acquired the document on behalf of the slave. Now, even though Chachamim agree that the slave is not actually freed until he gets the document, however, the guy can't back out because he's zoche in the rights to deliver the document on behalf of the slave. He's zoche. He owns the shtar shechur. The adon no longer owns the shtar shechur. The shliach owns it on behalf of the slave. So he can't back out. But by divorce, he can back out because it's bad for her. So it's good for her that the husband backs out. But by shtar shechur, he cannot back out because it's good for him. So the shliach acquires the document right away as soon as he gives it to him. As soon as the guy says tnu tain get ze la'avdi, as soon as he gives it to him, the guy acquires the get on behalf of the shliach. So on behalf of the eved, so the husband can't back out. Says the Mishnah, what's Chachamim's proof that while divorce is something bad for him, but being freed for a slave is something good for him? How do we know this? So the Mishnah says something strange that the Gemara is going to speak a lot about, and that is that if the husband wants to not give food to his wife, he can't do that. So it's automatically bad for the woman to be divorced because she's losing food. But if the husband wants to not give his eved food, he's allowed to do that. So he's not making him lose anything. Even when he was a slave, he didn't have to feed him. We'll see what that means. Think about what do you mean he doesn't have to feed him? Of course he has to feed him. So, but the Mishnah says, if he doesn't want to feed him, he doesn't have to. So now that he's getting rid of him, it's something good for him for sure, because the guy's not even losing any food, because the Adam didn't even have to give him food while he was a slave. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Now Rav Meir brings a raya that it's bad for a slave to be freed. Amar Lahem. So Rav Meir said, Vaharei hu posel es avdo min ha-truma. But if he's a Kohen who frees the slave, the guy can't eat truma anymore. Kashem shu posel es ishto from the truma. Amar lo. That's for a different reason. He could also sell the slave to somebody else, to a Yisrael, and also won't eat truma. Yeah, you're right. While he owns him, it's a kinyan. But even without this document of freedom, the Adon could disqualify him from truma against his will by selling him to another Yisrael. So this shtar shichur is not considered to be a chov. It's a zechus for him to go out. L'cheirus. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav Huna, this is a different Rav Huna, not the Rav Huna B'chol HaShas. It's a different Rav Huna, Tosfos writes. It's not the regular Rav Huna, it's a different Rav Huna. Yosef Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yosef Rav Yirmiyah become an amnim. So Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak by Yosef were learning in front of Rav Yirmiyah, and Rav Yirmiyah was dozing off. Yosef Rav Huna become Ashmami Nami de Rabbanan. From the Sheet of Chachamim in the Mishnah, who say that it's a zechus for an eved to be freed. Hatofus the Baal Chov, Kana. So you see from this that here the shliach is grabbing the document on behalf of the slave, and he acquires it. We can learn from this that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Levi comes and grabs the money away from Reuven, that he can acquire the money on behalf of Shimon. Am Levi Tzvah Yosef, v'afil b'malkam shechav l'achirim. Really, that the guy can take it away even though maybe there's other creditors that might want this money? I'm going to lay in, yeah. Because by grabbing this document, he's making life bad for the Adon. Why? Because the Adon, once he grabs it, the Chacham holds the Adon can't back out anymore. So it's Chav L'Achmineh. So it's Tofes the Baal Chof and Malkin Chav L'Achmineh. So you can see in the Mishnah that a guy can grab from somebody when it's good for the slave, even though it's bad for the Adon. So too, if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Levi comes and grabs the money away from Reuven for Shimon, even though that affects Yehuda, because Reuven also owes money for Yehuda, so one person can grab for somebody else, even in a case where it's bad for somebody else. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is like dozing and listening to this. Adahachi Yisrabu Rabbi Yirmiyah. So when Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this, he awoke in a start. Armelahu. That's how we know it's not the same Rav Huna, because Rabbi Yirmiyah would never talk like this to Rav Huna. Amar Lahu, I think the real Rav Huna lived a lot earlier than Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Lahu, Dardiki, young kids, you guys got this halacha all wrong. Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, Hatofis Baal Chov B'mokom Shechav L'Achirim Lo Kana. No, if you grab something away on behalf of a Baal Chov in a situation where you're making life bad for somebody else, it's Chav L'Achmineh. No, a third party cannot grab money away from a debtor on behalf of a creditor in a case of where you're making it bad for somebody else. Then Tomar Mishnah saying, you'll ask me, Akasha, how come in our Mishnah, so the Shliach is allowed to grab the document on behalf of the slave, even though it's making life bad for the owner who can no longer back out? Isn't this a case of Toifis the Baal Chov b'malkus shechav l'achmineh? Kol ha'omer tnu ka'omer zechud. I mean, no, the Mishnah is different. Once the Adon says, give this get to my slave, it's as if he said, beferush, I want you to acquire this document on behalf of the slave. Saying tenu is like he said, beferish to acquire it. That's why he can't back out. Not because he's tofes the Baal Kov. It's the Adon expressly stated, I'm hereby giving up my rights to back out. Because kol omer tenu, kol omer zechu, dummy. It's beferish. So it's got nothing to do with the case of tofes the Baal Kov b'makom shechav la'achrini. Amar Rav Chista, Atofes the Baal Chov b'makom shechav la'achirim, banu l'machlokes Rabbi Elazar banu. Rav Chista said this issue of Tofes the Baal Chov b'makom shechav la'achirim is actually machlokes tanoim. It's machlokes Rabbi Elazar banu. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Peah. So thank you, Dr. J. Bindiger, for pointing out a dafyomi coincidence. Peah. Rus was collecting from the Peah of Boaz's field. Disnan, mi shelikidis hapea. Let's say you have a rich person who collects pea. Vama arezu leploni ani. So you have a wealthy guy. He's not allowed to collect pea for himself, but he collects the pea and says, I want to gather all this pea for Rus. Boaz will get together and collect all the pea and say, I want it to be for one particular ani. Rabbi Elazar Omer Zachaloi. The rich person is allowed to collect on behalf of the ani. V'chomer, no, nedelana nimtzarishon. You can't do that. It doesn't belong to you. You have no right to collect it. So if a poor person comes around and says, give me this peah, you have to give it to the first. You can't save it for Rus. You got to give it to the first person in your field. Oh, so what's the machlokas? Tofis the Baal Chov, b'mokim shechav la'achirim. Omer amei mevitemer of Papa. Rav Papa rejects this. Still Maloi. No, it's not the same achlokas. I'd kind of come to Rabbi Elazar Hassam that the ani is zoiche in the payah from the ashir. El demigo di bar mefkelun and chesed v'havi ani v'chazile. Since this ashir could make all of his property hefker, then he himself would be able to be zoiche in the payah. So since he could have been zaycheh on the payah for himself, therefore he can be zaycheh for somebody else. So it's not really tofes the Baal Chov. It's like he's being tofes for himself, and once he's being tofes for himself, he could do it for on behalf of another ani. Aval hachalo. But in the case of tofes the Baal Chov, maybe he can't do it. And the other way around also. Vad kan lakom rabbanon hasam d'yudzim rabbanon say that the ani is not koine eladichsiv. We have a special pasuk. It says, "V'leket ketzircha lo selaket la'ani, lo selaket lo la'ani." Special pasuk. You're not by peah. You're not allowed to collect for an ani. Aval hacha lo. But maybe tofes the Baal Chov does work. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, "Hi, lo selaket my ovedle." Rabbi Elazar, what does he do with the lo selaket? Mibayle lahazi lani al shelo. Wow, to teach me that even an ani who collects peah has to leave his own peah. Wow. If the ani who's allowed to collect peah has a field, he's got to leave peah for the ani. Lo selaket la ani. Even an ani has the din of lo selaket. Rabboisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi live and in person and on Zoom at 7 a.m. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Everyone, hold on. What's the schedule in BMW? Regular schedule 7:45 and 8:30. Is that the regular schedule? 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tzvika, do I have to come wake you up? Yeah. Just kidding with you, Tzvika.
I was hoping you wouldn't put me on the spot.
You needed to wake him up this evening.
Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend. I don't even know what my schedule is tomorrow morning. I got to talk to my wife what my schedule is tomorrow morning. But let's assume 7 o'clock for now. If I change it, I'll change it in the next 5 minutes. But 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Everyone should have a great, good to vach, good to chaydish, a good zimmer.